the next item. There's a motion for continuance in the case of the Compton matter. Is Mr. Compton present? Mr. Compton, can you come forward?
Mr. Chairman, do you want to swear in the staff and them? I don't think you've done that.
I was going to roll through these logistics things,
fine.
But I certainly will, absolutely. I can do that while we're waiting, as a matter of fact. Those of you members of the staff and representatives of Virginia Student Marine Science that may be testifying today or will be, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Fox. Mr. Compton.
So we are here to actually proffer a continuance on this.
State your name, please, for the record.
Nathaniel Compton.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, again, a continuance has been requested, and we were told it would not be able to be so on the letter initially. The reason for the continuance is the lack of representation I have today in order to cover the various things that we have on the agenda.
Is it your intent to obtain legal counsel prior to the next meeting?
Yes, it is. All right. Legal counsel, as of last night, could not arrive this morning. And some of the experts that we have testifying are also unavailable.
Okay, here's the deal. You're here on both an appeal on your own accord.
That's correct.
As well as a review of the Suffolk Wetlands Board.
Yes, sir.
The appeal or the enforcement action by the Marine Resources Commission deals with some unlawful subaqueous structures. Namely, I think some boat slips and things of that sundry.
Yes, sir, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not authorized as commissioner to authorize a continuance, but the commission is. However, I would proffer to the commission that I have no problem, based on a discussion I had with a Ms. Cynthia Ewing, who has previously represented you in actions, indicates that she believes it would be in your best interest to have legal counsel as well. But here's the caveat and the proffer. If we continue this case, I don't believe that you should get the benefit of the continued use of what might be these unlawful subaqueous structures during the interim. So I would proffer to the commission that during the interim, and we would agree to continue the matter until May, that you are enjoined from utilizing those structures, prohibited from using those structures, until a decision can be made as to whether they are lawful or not. Because by all indication, the best evidence I have before me today, it appears that they may be unlawful. I'm not rendering a decision at this point, and that decision could be made today if you decided to go forward. But I don't believe that you should benefit the continued utilization of these structures while we afford you a request on an appeal that you've asked for. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Can I ask two questions about that? In the case of the docks themselves, the ones that were replaced with the hurricane, is it possible that I not move the equipment and not receive any income from those structures?
Just no,
sir. Move them all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The second question I have is there's one issue here where the dining room has been built since the 90s prior to me getting the property, and we're retaining an after the fact permit for that.
I think that's more of an upland issue, is it not, Mr. Graham? That's something more out of our purview, more wetlands-oriented?
Not entirely.
Not entirely? I would say my position for in that, apparently you've got a lot of equipment in there.
Well, it's actually a restaurant.
Actually a restaurant.
I bought it.
I don't think it would be fair to make you yank that out in the interim. It's a lot easier to move boats than it is to move stoves and plumbing and everything else.
I do appreciate that.
So I believe that I would not have a problem with that remaining there. But keep in mind, if it does, you don't prevail, that's likely gone as well.
Oh, I understand.
If you don't,
you're saying that I could possibly still use that part.
But don't utilize it. You can leave it there, but not utilize it.
Okay. Understood.
Understood?
Understood. Mm-hmm.
Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I move that we hear this in our next commission meeting, excuse me.
With the conditions that I've
described? With
the conditions
that you've described, yes, sir.
Is there a second? Okay. Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case will be heard in May.
Which is your next committee meeting?
Fourth Tuesday in May.
Ms. Bowman, thank you. Thank you.
Good day.